It's Women of Influence Day here on 88.7 MyFM. I am joined by Lenox and Addington County CAO, Brenda Orchard. Thank you for joining me today. Maybe we can start off a bit by you telling me about your career path. What has led you to this point?
Well, sure. So obviously I'm a CAO for the County of Lenox and Addington, but I've been a CAO in three different municipalities, and I've done municipal work in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Ontario in both rural and urban settings. So it's really... I've been really fortunate to have a breadth of experience and in three different provinces. So, you know, so that feels good. I started off in economic development. I have a degree from in statistical economics from the University of Toronto. And I actually started off on a school board and then started volunteering with the schools, helping the principals, doing statistical analysis for the staff of the school board, just volunteering. And then sort of got hoodwinked into doing economic development in the town, Riverview, part of Greater Moncton. And through doing economic development, your goal is to make a stronger community. And of course, wanting to support all of the different community groups. And my passion is statistical kind of work and data analysis. And I love strategic planning. I love it. So I started volunteering to help different community groups with their strategic plans, just for free, just volunteering in my own time. But by doing that, I expanded my knowledge and my skill set and built my resume. So it wasn't too long that an executive search firm came knocking on the door to say, hey, you know, your name keeps popping up. Would you consider being a CAO? So that started the path.
Now, during all of your career, is there an accomplishment that you are most proud of?
That's a toughie. Of course, in every place that you work, there are projects that are near and dear to you. And you think you feel that satisfaction of knowing I've made the community better because of this or that. But if I had to name one thing, I'd have to say I have been blessed to work with amazing people and just so many people that I've admired and respected. And to have those people value me, like to return that affection and that that feeling, it's an honor, it's humbling. And so I would have to say it's the circle of people that I have been absolutely blessed to surround myself with.
And now opposite to that, have you had to face any challenges during your career?
Sure, I'd say, and I would say this is probably true for any leadership position, but one of the biggest challenges I find personally, because I care a lot, I often say that I think that's, we all have superpowers that make us really good at our job, and it's different for different people, but I think caring is one of my superpowers. I care a lot, but with that comes the desire to want to please everybody and try to make everybody happy, and you want that from your heart, but your head knows that that's not possible, especially when you're doing the kind of municipal work that CAOs do or in any leadership job. So it's balancing that desire to please everybody with doing the job and doing what you know you need to do, and knowing that that's not possible often. So what I remind myself and remind my staff of is our job is to do the best we can for our ratepayers. And but I have to still say there are times when you really do want to make everybody happy, and you really do try to strive for that. You just have to remind yourself that it's not always possible.
And now, final question, would you have any advice for any young women growing up who may want to take a similar career path to one such as your own?
Biggest advice I can give someone, and it was true for myself, is for the skill sets that you're really good at, that you want to explore and grow and develop in yourself, if you can't find a job that allows you to do that, find ways to volunteer to help build your resume. Those are credible things to put on a resume. Just because it's not paid doesn't mean it isn't credible.
Well, that is all the questions I have for you. So I just wanted to say thank you for joining me today, and thank you for being a great woman of influence in our community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having the chat today.